In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you. On this third Sunday of Lent, we enter into more deeply the mystery of what the season is about. How are you loving God differently? How are you loving yourself differently? And how are you loving your neighbor, especially those neighbors that drive you crazy, differently? Those are the three pillars of the season. So as we enter today's liturgy, we've already had 3 weeks to complete. How have you done? And if you have failed, it's okay, because today is a day, Sunday, right? That we examine, that we may change and be more ready for the crucifixion of Christ on Good Friday. Let us examine our failures, trusting in God's mercy and love. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our loneliness and brokenness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Please be seated. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? Few Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have 5 husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that this place to worship is Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one speaking with you. At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, what are you looking for? Or why are you talking to her? The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be Christ? They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe with the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. So here the saying is verified that one sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans in that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me everything I have done. When the Samaritan came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, we no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
One of the major themes from our readings today is about the rock. In the first reading, we encounter the people of Israel where we have seen them before. They're in the desert, like we are, and they are without water. And what did we do this past summer because we were in a drought? We had water limitations, right? Do you remember that? Good morning. Yay! And we had water limitations because we had a very short source of water. And we together use water. Not one of us, not those with lawns, not those who live. All of us need water. If you don't have water, what happens? You dry up, right? Good morning. Hello. And so in that reality, we can certainly identify with our first reading that when we are in the desert, I know when I run or I hike in any of the mountains here or ride my bike, the air is drier here. And so therefore, you'll see me after I preach today, I drink a little water because I'm dry. This arid air dries us out. And so what does God give Moses? A rock. So the people who were gathered must have thought, Moses is nuts. Hitting a rock in the desert is like hitting a tire that's flat, thinking air is going to go into it, right? If you have a flat tire, you hit it, no air is going to go into it, right? You got to repair the flat tire. And so people must have thought he was nuts. But the image is incredible, because from the dry, seemingly dead rock comes water. You're thirsty, you want water. And the same image is present in the gospel story. We see this Samaritan woman. She's been in 6 relationships. And you would think, after the first, second, or third, maybe you start thinking about, well, should I really enter this relationship? Is it going to be life-giving? Am I getting something out of it? Am I giving something into it? And what happens? Her heart becomes hardened. And that's why we kind of run through friendships. How many of you have had many friendships along the way? Or many intimate relationships of love? And you thought, this is the one. This is my best friend. This is my spouse. And it didn't work out. And then you look among us and you see those who have been married for 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 60 years. And you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to be faithful because it means I have to change as well as the other person. The relationship is about continued change and transformation. And until we have those red signs that say stop because the person is harming us, abusing us verbally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, those relationships we need to examine and say, is this the right relationship? But most relationships don't have that profound red sign. And so the hardness of our heart, the rock of our heart, impedes us from loving and growing and changing. Our confirmandi, hopefully over these past 2 years, you have had a chance to look at your heart. I hope. Good morning. Have you been looking at your heart? Good morning. Confirmandi, are you here? I think you're sleeping. So, in the reality, as you prepare for confirmation, hopefully, you've been looking at your heart. How are you loving God? How are you loving yourself? And how are you loving others? So your preparation for the sacrament, all of us in this church and all thousands of the Catholics of St. John Baptist de La Salle have been praying for you. Every day, every Sunday, we pray for you because we want you to have an open heart. Not a hard heart that's not going to grow in love like the Samaritan woman or the people of Israel in the desert, but a heart that is growing, that is changing, that is loving. And a part of that change is when you come to pray here, it's not like a robot. It's where you engage, like all of us. I think all of us gathered in prayer, when I preside at the liturgy, like all of us, I can see when people are really here. I can see your lips moving in prayer, or I can see you sitting like bumps on a log, you know, and a bump on a log doesn't do anything, huh? Except grow bacteria. So here we are about engagement and life. And so you are our future. So if you're bumps on a log, you're a growing bacteria. But if you're engaged, if you're trying to reform your love for God and change your love for yourself and your neighbor, then there's hope on the horizon. And it may not be all perfect, right? None of us are perfect in this church, except Jesus Christ and certainly his beloved mother. But the rest of us are about change and growth. We're learning to love better. And all of us have wounds along the way that have shaped us. Otherwise, there's no cross. And without a cross, there's no resurrection. Jesus Christ is the example. By his crucifixion, there is possible resurrection. So when I think I know it all, or I think I have the corner on truth, or someone else isn't doing what I think they should do, that doesn't make me the expert, but that makes me a participant. That, hey, how's it going? What's happening? How can I help you? Or how can you shape me to be better and more loving? So all of us during this Lenten season, as we enter the season of Lent in a new way every Sunday, what are you doing this Lent? Are you loving God differently? Are you loving yourself differently? Are you loving your neighbor differently? And if not, then today is the day to make the change. Not tomorrow and not yesterday. Today. And some of you, I think many of you know, after our liturgy this morning, I'll be joining all of our confirmandi for their confirmation retreat. So I ask you to pray for us that we will have a fun, an exciting, and a challenging time. Because I don't want anyone to be a bump on a log, right? Boring, right? All of us have to be energized and engaged. Let us pray that when we are like the Samaritan woman, when we have failed in relationship with others, and they have failed with us, because relationships are two, right? May we grow from those relationships in love. May we learn something about ourselves, and may they learn something about themselves, so that we may understand love in a new and different way. Otherwise, like the Samaritan woman, she thought those five previous marriages stunk. And maybe they did, I don't know, we weren't there, right? But there wasn't the opportunity for her to change and for the other person to change. How are you changing today? Ask the question, and if changing through love of God, love of neighbor, love of self, keep doing it. And if you're not, today is the day to think about how you can change. Amen. Let us pray. As we receive the pledge of things yet hidden in heaven and are nourished while still on earth with the bread and the cup that come from on high, we humbly entreat you, O Lord, that what is being brought about in us in mystery may come true completion through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing.
Direct, O Lord, we pray, the hearts of your faithful, and in your kindness, grant each of us, your servants, grace that abiding in the love of you and love of our neighbor, we may fulfill the whole of your commands through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go.